What's up, party people? Podcasting from the land of the rising sun, this is Dark Cloud Podcast, here to let you know that every dark cloud has a silver lining. And I'm your host, DL Hayes. Welcome to episode 8, entitled Taboo Topics. In this episode, I will be providing some background information and lessons learned surrounding topics that were taboo topics for me growing up, and some in adulthood that I wish were more open for discussion, because it would have, one, given me a different perspective, and two, I could have avoided a few things, a thing or two, or three or four. And essentially, this episode is somewhat of a spinoff of episode 6, entitled If I Knew Then What I Know Now. And this is just the taboo edition. So if you didn't check out episode 6, go play that one back. But today, the taboo topics that I will be discussing, I just kind of went with the top 3, and they do have like some subtopics, but I'm just going to give them not in any particular order, but I'm going to jump right in, dive right into it. So the first one that I would like to talk about is health. Now, for me growing up, health was a taboo topic, because if there was an open discussion surrounding things that were happening or going on around me, as well as family medical history. I don't know what this looks like or sounds like in other households, but I just know there should be more discussion surrounding it sooner, earlier on, because as an adult, certain things will impact you, especially depending on if things are hereditary or not. But if you don't know those things, how can you truly govern yourself? And it takes a lot of self-education, sometimes trial and error with things before you're fully aware and equipped to know what to do. So health is definitely one of those big areas for me. And knowing what to eat, what not to eat. Like, I guess growing up, I was just relatively healthy. I didn't really have any major issues, other than the fact that I was born too much early. I didn't suffer any major health issues, but like once I got of age a little, it became hard to fill out paperwork when I went to the doctor, because I didn't know a lot of things. I didn't understand a lot of things, and they would ask me questions, and I'm like, wow, I don't really know. What am I supposed to say here? So that type of thing. And then just the, how can I say, administrative part of health. So having health insurance, thinking about the cost, what's good health insurance, what benefits do you need to have? I didn't really have those types of conversations growing up. I didn't have the conversations at all. It was not until I was having to purchase my own health insurance early on when I was in college to compete that all of these questions came about. So health needs to be more open, and we'll talk about kind of another segment on health in just a few. But to go along with health, some things I wish that were more open for discussion. How to cope with changes, loss, issues, stress management, mental health. Those are like the subcategories that I wish were not so taboo in nature. And the reason being is because life comes at you, things happen, things change, you win, you lose, you gain. A lot of things happen in the course of a lifetime. And if I would have had more open discussion on these aspects of health, I think it would have made it a lot more bearable. There's one of my favorite words. it just would have made life a lot more bearable, and I would not have suffered as much. Not that I wouldn't have suffered at all, but it's a different thing when you know things sooner, when you have information sooner, when you have different methods of coping sooner. And not having those things makes it hard, and you figure it out as you go along. Some people figure it out sooner than others, but it would have helped to have guidance on those things, to understand stress management. What is stress? What are stressors? How do you eliminate stress? How do you decrease stress? And a lot of it does come from knowing who you are and knowing how you learn what works best for you, things of that nature. But because this wasn't really necessarily open for discussion, and I didn't have these conversations, I did a lot of figuring things out on my own, which can be a good thing, and it can be a bad thing depending on how you're figuring these things out. A lot of people do trial by fire, trial and error, you know, or they have a lot of negative influences around them, and so it doesn't really actually end up helping them. They end up making the situation worse than what they originally started off. That is one of the main reasons why it's important to learn how to cope with different issues and different losses and whatever you may experience, so that you in return don't end up making the situation worse or hurting yourself or someone else. And then mental health, wow. A lot of these things come with, like mental health, come with a stigma. And I know for me, for example, there was a point in time when I was young. I was in elementary school. I was in like fourth. I was either in third, fourth, or fifth grade. I just can't remember. But my mom wanted me to start going to the guidance counselor and talking to the guidance counselor about things that I was experiencing and going through. And I remember telling her, no, I don't need to talk to anyone. I'm okay. And then it took it a step further. She was like, well, would you like to talk to someone outside of school? You know, like go to therapy. And I was like, I don't need therapy. I'm not crazy. And so had it been more of an open discussion and better information surrounding it, I would not have taken it as when you have to go talk to someone, that means you're crazy. Not the case at all. And just realizing and understanding that, hey, you know what? Maybe I do need to talk to someone or see someone to clear my mind, to get things off of my chest, to open up to someone who is not biased, to someone who doesn't have their own agenda, so to speak. But I just had a very negative mindset surrounding that. So it would have helped me out way sooner had it not been such a taboo thing. Like, oh no, I don't, you know, want her to think she's crazy or whatever the case may be. So in summation, wrapping up the topic of health, just having information sooner, like information that is detailed that will help, medical history, knowing what to do or not to do sooner, and in the aspect of coping, stress management, and mental health, just having open discussions about these things will help break stigmas, will help break the negative connotations behind these things, which in return can help sooner and help save a lot of heartache, pain, and unnecessary situations. The next taboo topic, and this topic is a little tricky if you're asking me. All of them are tricky, but this one is like, okay, where do I start? What do I introduce? But the next taboo topic would be money, because I didn't know a lot of things about money. And I think the sooner you learn about money, the better you will be with money once you start making it, because it's a different dynamic when you're at home on someone else's dime. But when you enter the real world and you're responsible for now making your own money, paying your own bills. It's a different thing. So things I wish that were more open and discussed would be saving, budgeting, emergency funds, leisure funds, etc. I didn't really have a mindset about that until it was my turn to make my own money. So my mindset on money originally was, and it's crazy, I mean, when you are a child, you think as a child, right? So my idea of saving was leaving my money at home and spending my parents' money when we went out. You know, my idea of saving was not to collect my money over time and then spend it on what I needed to and spend some on leisure or whatever. That wasn't my idea. It was to keep all of my money and spend all of someone else's. And unless you're trying to marry rich, that's not going to pan out too well if you keep that mindset. And then budgeting, had no idea what a budget was. Didn't really understand it, didn't really get it. And so I had to educate myself on this, which was a great thing. It was a great process. And budgets, it doesn't limit you. It tells you what you can spend compared to what you have coming in and what you have going out. It lets you know what options you have, and it also lets you know time frames. So if I want to buy this item and it costs this much, but it's outside of my budget right now, well, that may mean instead of me getting it immediately today, I may need to wait a month before I get that item. I may need to wait 2 months before I can work that item into my budget so that I don't end up down and out behind this purchase. And learning those things on your own, it can be hard, especially depending on how well you're taking care of your finances or not. And then that goes back to one of the health aspects, stress management. One of the main reasons adults stress is because of finances, because of money. And so learning these things earlier on, having open discussions about it, would eliminate a lot of stress. Not that it wouldn't be any stress at all, but it would eliminate a lot of it, and you would know how to manage and deal with it better. And so because I taught myself these things and I didn't want to repeat certain cycles, it helped me deal better. It helped me be more accountable and responsible for my actions and the things that I was doing, which it turned out okay. You know, I didn't ruin my life financially, but I just wish I would have been more equipped in that manner. Now, this next topic, which is the last topic, and I'm more than certain I'm going to spend the most time talking about this one. It was so taboo in my household. So taboo. And I'm going to explain the dynamics of it and how it impacted me and what I learned as life revealed itself. The most taboo topic in my household would be sex. Sex was like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to think of where to start with this one. It was just taboo. It was so taboo. And looking back on it, it's actually funny and hilarious. It was not funny nor hilarious then, nor did I think not talking about it was funny. Because I was naive. I was just, I needed to know. I needed to know a lot about a lot. And now looking back on it, it's like I see, okay, it was good not knowing, but then it wasn't good not knowing. So I'm just going to start with the dynamics of the sex talks that I had. Now, sex talks can be difficult, but they need to happen. When they happen, how they happen, subjective, and I think it depends on the comfort level of whoever's giving the talk, the curiosity of whoever's receiving it, what questions they're asking, you know, whatever. So I've had the strangest sex talks with my family. I had like this weird sex talk with my mama. I had an even more weird sex talk with my brother. Never had a sex talk or any talk with my daddy. Like, not about anything serious. And the one person that kept it real with me was my sister, my big sis. So I'll start with the weird sex talk with my mom. And I'll give you some background on her. So my mom's family grew up Pentecostal, very religious bunch. And I don't know how much you know about Pentecostals, but they don't believe in birth control. As my grandmother had 16 children. So the dynamics of sex was interesting due to this religious background. But my thing has always been, we should really talk about this because obviously someone's having sex. Like, you're not just having sex to procreate. So, are you? Like, I don't know, but it's being done. That's all I know because all these people are here. So it's being done. But that's the dynamics of my mom's background. So talking to her about sex was like, not forbidden, but it just seemed very forbidden. So her sex talk started like this. You know about the birds and bees, right? What? Like, she sat me down and it was the strangest thing. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what this talk was going to be about. And that's how you start. You know about the birds and bees, right? Me being who I am, I'm like, no. Because I don't know how to answer this question. I don't want to say yes, because then you're going to be like, how do you know about the birds and bees? What you know? No, I don't know about the birds and the bees. What should I know? What do I need to know? And then after her asking me if I knew about it and me saying no, she went directly to abstinence is best. If you're not having sex, then you don't have to worry about anything. And I'm like, what? No, how does this help me? And it got worse, y'all. It got worse and awkward. So she goes into this whole abstinence rant. And then it turns into, you need to make a promise before God that you won't have sex before you marry. And I'm going to get you a promise ring. So at this point, I'm just shocked. Like, I'm saying nothing. Which, for me to say nothing, is like, wow. But I'm just like, what? What kind of talk is this? What? I'm not learning anything. I don't understand anything any better. So I like pumped the brakes on this whole promise ring thing. I was like, whoa, 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 wait. Like, as if I'm not weird enough as a person on my own, you want to mark me with a promise ring? Like, that was my idea behind this. I was like, no, I don't need to make a promise and get a promise ring. I know how I can be, you know, I can practice abstinence. I don't need to do all of that. And so that was literally the conversation. And it was like, okay, well, your behind better not be out here doing anything you don't need to be doing. And it was just like all this negativity behind it. And I was like, oh, man, can this be over? And honestly, I feel awkward talking about it, like talking about this part of it, because it was just so strange. And I didn't understand, and I didn't want to talk about it anymore. And so that was the first weird sex talk, right? Then came the weird sex talk with my brother. It was just, why can't this be normal, I guess? So this talk, now when my mom first set me down to talk about this, I'm sure I was either going to ninth grade or already in ninth grade. And then the weird sex talk with my brother came when I was in 12th grade. Yeah, sure of that one. I know it was 12th grade. But of course, you know, I've had sex ed, you know, throughout school, which sex ed started in middle school, so they were like a little bit behind the game anyways. But my senior year, you know, had a little boyfriend or whatever, and that's how the topic started with my brother. That's how the conversation started. And you know, I mean, it's, everyone knows, you know, I have a little boyfriend, we hanging out a little bit more, and this was like my first actual relationship. Like, it wasn't just schoolhouse love. You know, we actually did things outside of school. So, you know, my family, you know, picked up on this and understood this and was aware of this. And so just randomly one day, riding in the car, my brother, I mean, we just had a good time. We were just joking and tripping and singing some old school throwback song. I can't even think of what the song was now. I just remember laughing and, you know, playing around. And then all of a sudden, it's like out of left field, where did this come from? And all of a sudden, he just asked me, are you having sex? And I was like, excuse me, what? And like, I just chuckled and I was laughing. And he was all, don't laugh, it's not funny. That's a serious question, that's a valid question. I was like, no, I'm not. And he was like, good, you better not be. And then that was it. Like that was the conversation. And I was like, what just happened? What was that? Where did that come from? And then we didn't say anything the rest of the car ride, which was like 5 to 10 minutes. And I was just like, why was this so awkward? Like, it got real awkward really quick. And I was just ready for it to be over. So that was that weird talk. And then, like I said, I had no talk with my daddy ever. Ever. Never. Until this day. Like, no serious talk about any of those topics that you would receive. It just wasn't a thing. It didn't happen. And from my daddy, I think I'm okay with that. Because who knows? Who knows what that would have entailed? So I'm good without that one. Now, the one person that kept it real and gave me the nitty gritty initially, which it kind of opened up my mind and gave me a new perspective, because at this point, my idea about sex was negative. Like, I did not know there was any good from having sex, because in my mind, you either get an STD, get pregnant, or, you know, something really bad happening. So I had no real positive thoughts surrounding sex, and I was scary. I was scared then anyway, so I was not about that life. I was not trying to test the waters and do anything with anyone. So, but that shouldn't be, like, that should not be. I think people should abstain from sex because they want to. I think people should not want to have sex because they're not ready. I don't think people should not have sex because they've been coerced or scared into not doing it. That's not healthy. It's not healthy. Not healthy at all. So my sister talked to me about sex, and she was like, look and listen. Listen and look. Don't worry about what people are saying about sex, especially your peers, because half of them are probably not doing the things they say they're doing. And she told me I was too young anyways, but she just put it to me this way. She said, having sex is good. Sex is good. Sex can be great. So in my mind, my mind is blown right now. Like, what? Sex can be good? What? That's not what I heard, you know? So she goes on and she was like, and also, getting pregnant is not the worst thing that can happen. Again, mind blown. I'm like, what? You know, like, oh my gosh, she throwing some new stuff on me that I never really heard. And so she elaborated. She was like, sex is not all bad. And now you have to remember where I'm at this point in my thought process behind sex. It was negative. And okay, I'll give you the other side that I was thinking. It seems so silly. I want to feel really silly for saying this. I really am. But just to provide you perspective and insight on where I was at, I thought sex was just for the man in the equation. Like, I didn't understand the pleasure side of sex. So when she's telling me these things, that's why my mind is blown. And so I'm just like, okay, whoa, this is a new concept. Sex can be good. Okay, do tell. So this really sparked my curiosity about it because this is a new idea. And she was like, yeah, but for as good as it can be bad. And she told me why she said getting pregnant is not the worst thing. She was coming from more of a female standpoint on it. And as females, we are emotional. We get emotionally attached. And so she just gave me some scenarios of herself and just really connected those dots for me. And she was just saying how if you get connected to the wrong person, it can be way worse. You can have bad experiences. And so she really drove the point to me that I need to be aware of myself, take care of myself, you know, like love myself and know me before I get physically involved with anyone else. And then she also went to tell me that I shouldn't be having sex, I need to abstain, but know these things about it. But she didn't tell me, she didn't even use the word abstain. It didn't feel forced or like she was making the decision for me. It felt like, okay, I'm giving you this information and my perspective on it, the good, the bad, and this is what I think you should do, but ultimately the decision is yours. And that made me feel so much better. Like, I was like, okay, I get that. I understand that, and that makes sense to me because I don't want to be attached to the wrong person and all these different things. So that made way more sense than these other little weird, awkward conversations that I had. And so it did make me more curious now. It made me more curious because I didn't know what she was meaning fully. I didn't comprehend, you know, the pleasure side of it. And it just brought new ideas for me. Now, even having had this talk, even gone through sex ed, I was still oblivious and naive to the details of sex, of like how to have sex, how to practice safe sex, the different things that were available, like methods, birth control, things like that. I was still oblivious to a lot of lingo, just a lot of things. So even when my peers would talk about things, I just kind of sat back like, you know, listening and in the back of my mind taking notes to ask someone, okay, what does this mean? What is that word? Etc. So, yeah. I don't think it's healthy to be that oblivious to it. It wasn't until really I got to college that I understood more in depth and more in detail. And so the way I ended up viewing it, like, I wish it was not such a taboo topic, because the thing about it is, what you don't teach someone as a parent, you better bet your bottom dollar that someone else will. Now, how accurate it is, you know, what they do with it or how they teach it or whatever, you don't know. You just hope that your child has enough know-how, enough sense, and ask questions or, you know, will come to you. But I wish the topic wasn't so taboo, because I wanted to talk about it and be more open about it with my parents, but I just didn't have that set up exactly, and I didn't feel comfortable with talking about it. I didn't really open up and feel comfortable talking about sex at all until I was grown. Like, but why? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, it's a part of life. It creates life, as a matter of fact. So why can't we talk about this? Like, you can't avoid it your whole life. Or maybe you can. I'm not speaking for the masses. I'm speaking for me here. But it's like you can't avoid it. Even if you try, you really can't avoid it, because, you know, you're going through changes as an adolescent and you don't understand why you're feeling what you're feeling. I can give you so much detail on my mindset at that time. Like, especially going through changes, I thought only men got horny. Like, so that what that tells me is then I didn't even understand the changes and feelings and things that I was going through, because how absolutely untrue is that? Lord knows how untrue that is. But that was my idea and mindset behind this stuff, y'all. Like, that is not good. And so it took one of my friends' parents to give me this book and I read this book. I could not think of the name of the book, but it really just went into detail and explained the pleasure side of having sex. And you really do figure a lot of things out on your own, because no situation is the same. So what someone else experiences and goes through, you can't necessarily equate that to yourself, or because there are just many different factors to consider. But when you don't have that information or insight, or you don't know, it's easy to just listen to someone else. And that shouldn't be the case at all, because you need information from reliable sources, especially at a younger age, you know, growing up. Like, you don't need to listen to your peers. You need to have reliable sources to get this type of information from. So I could go on and on and on and on and on and on about it, but I'm going to move on to the subtopic, which the subtopic to sex is love. I grew up in a two-parent household. My parents were married. By the time I came along, they were married 20-something years. Yeah, I was Johnny come late. Let's not talk about it. But even coming from a two-parent household, just because people have two parents in a home does not mean that it's healthy. And for my situation, it was not healthy. I saw a lot of what not to do, and it taught me what I did not want. But I had no idea on what to do. I didn't know much about much. And showing love and affection, it was just like a taboo thing in my house. Like, I can literally count on my hands the number of times I've seen my mama and daddy kiss. Not that they didn't love each other, because they definitely did, but the way that was displayed was not conducive to what I wanted, or what I, you know, needed to see at that time. And to a certain extent, you know, kids need to see love and affection between two people, because that's how you learn. You know, like, you don't sit someone down at a table and teach them how to love. And that's kind of, you know, where I was at one point in my life. Like, no one really, I didn't see a lot of positivity. I didn't see a lot of interactions between adults, like, as far as love is concerned and showing affection. So I didn't know how to do it, but I felt like I had a lot of love in me and I wanted that affection. So love was just like one of those, it was taboo. We didn't talk about it. We didn't, you know, have any discussions about feelings or any of those things. And so, like, I figured out a lot along the way. Like I said, I could tell you exactly what I did not want, but I had to figure out what I actually wanted along the way. And again, that can be a good thing. It can be not so good. But it really impacted me because I didn't know how to express those emotions and feelings. I was very closed off. I was not very open about it at all. And I'm talking in terms of a relationship with the opposite sex. Like, that's what I'm referring to. And I'm talking about myself here. So it just made it hard and difficult for me. It was very challenging. So when it came down to, you know, liking someone else or being in a relationship with someone else, I faced a lot of challenges because I was not shown how to love. I was not shown how to express these things. So it was interesting to live and learn through those things, but had it not been so taboo and whatever, like, I would have been better off. It wouldn't have been as difficult. I wouldn't have seemed as difficult. Because if you don't know how to do something and you're afraid to do it, or you don't understand fully, it can make it hard on the other person that you got to deal with. Like, it can. And now I know that. You know, now I understand that. And I learned along the way. And I'm a quick learner. I learn very quickly. I don't have to get hit by the same truck to know that I've been hit by a truck type thing. But love, oh my goodness. Love is very subjective also. And you figure out a lot of things, but some things you can be advised and governed on. So there you have it. My taboo topics: health, money, and sex. Those were taboo topics that should not have been taboo topics for as long as they were taboo topics. There needs to be more open discussion and dialogue about these things. It's life, man. Like, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be awkward. You should just be able to talk about these things. Ask questions. Inquire. Especially if you're curious, you know. You should have someone, a good, reliable source to go to and refer to when you have any questions, comments, or concerns about any topics that interest you or that you're curious about. That is my time, party people. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at darkcloud.podcast, on Twitter at _DC Podcast, on Snapchat at DC Podcast, and on Facebook at Dark Cloud Podcast. Until next time, in the meantime, in between time, peace and blessings.